Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Church bombings continue in Iraq. Spiritual change could be coming to unreached villages in Russia. And 30 million Hindus are expected to journey to Ujjain for a religious festival. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, church bombings in Iraq continue, the result of instability of the country. Sat7's Terry Ascott says many believers are fleeing their churches and their country because of the persecution they regularly encounter. He says since the 1st of August, the migration has steadily been rising.
Because of intimidation, Christian women can't walk in the streets without covering their heads or they're attacked. Wealthier Christian families have had members of their family kidnapped and held for ransom. Christian-owned stores have been attacked. Christian property has been damaged. Christians have been asked to pay a tax. And altogether, Christians are feeling very insecure, very unprotected.
Ascott says they're praying that the local Christians will persevere in their faith and ultimately the sharing of the gospel.
That God will take and use this period of furnace experience to refine and build the church in Iraq. So pray for the faithful, stand and witness, and for wisdom for the believers in that environment.
Next, Compassion International has released the details of a study conducted by the Barna Research Group showing that Americans support domestic poverty relief over international relief by an 8-to-1 margin. Compassion President Wes Stafford says Americans believe that governments in third world countries should step in.
I still think Americans don't fully get it. They don't fully understand the scope of the problem that these developing nations are facing. People in poverty are lacking resources, basic resources that we take for granted that we're so blessed with.
Under Compassion's mission, action is a godly response. Stafford explains that they're fighting against the loss of nearly 30,000 children every day due to malnutrition.
Whenever anything goes wrong in a developing nation, it goes really wrong. There's no safety net, nothing from the government that can step in and help people out in very difficult times.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries is celebrating a highlight this month. Just a week ago, the lights went on at their orphanage, Haven of Hope, in Ghana. The children and staff are now blessed with solar-generated electricity. Described as high energy, on the night the lights were connected, the kids ran around turning on every light in the building. Gone are the dangers of kerosene lanterns tipping over and starting a fire. ECM shows the love of Christ to the neediest African children in practical ways and trains African nationals to ministry. Meanwhile, Irkutsk, Russia, is quickly becoming an important country in seeing the Great Commission completed. University students representing many of the unreached peoples in Russia are attending school in Irkutsk, and they're the focus of outreach by Campus Crusade for Christ. Campus Crusade's Irkutsk director, Eric Koh.
There's over 100,000 students in this city, and students from Buddhist people groups. And it's one of the reasons why I think Russia represents the most strategic opportunity for the fulfillment of the Great Commission that's out there today.
Students from all around Russia, largely unreached with the gospel, are attending school in Irkutsk. Koh says if they're able to reach these young people for Christ, it could make an incredible impact.
These students represent the very best of their people group. These are students who are from villages where they may be the only person who leaves that area to go to university. These are the future leaders of their people.
Finally, more than 30 million Hindus are expected to converge on the holy city of Ujjain in central India this month during the festival of Kumbh Mela. Hindus believe that pilgrims who bathe in the sacred river Shipra during this festival will be cleansed of past sins and attain salvation. Southern Baptist International Mission Board calls Christians to pray that many Hindu pilgrims will find true salvation in Jesus, the living water. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of Greg Yoder's Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many Russian orphans and get the tools you and your church need to help them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.